Faithfulness, amen. I want to thank God for his keeping power.
Yes.
Amen. It's been 12 years, amen. God changed my life, amen. Also, I want to thank Pastor Cisco, amen. Pastor Cisco, Sister Michelle, amen, for this opportunity, amen. When you text me, I was like, wow, amen. But I thank God for this opportunity, and Pastor, I thank you. I look up to you. I see the faith you have, amen. I see the heart that you have, amen, and the obedience, amen, by coming over here and, man, look to see what God is doing, amen. Come on, let's give a little bit of our pastors. I thank God for the men of God that's in the front row as well. I want to thank, amen, I want to thank God for my brother Cruz, amen. Come on, give him a hand. Great man of God. And I thank God for using him. You know, he reached out to me and my wife before we came home. And I thank God that God used him to just pick up the phone and to reach out to me. And I thank God for Brother Chris. Love you, bro. Amen. And I want to thank God for my wife. August, we celebrated 10 years, amen, and I'm very grateful for my beautiful wife, amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you tonight, God, and we just thank you, Father, for what you're already doing in this place, Father. God, we ask you tonight, God, that you would just move according to your spirit, God. Prepare our hearts as we pray tonight, God, as we seek your throne, Father, as we get a hold of you, God. God, we know, God, that you are faithful, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do tonight, God. We thank you, we love you, and we all say amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Amen. The title of this message that God has given me, amen, it's called Revive Me Once Again. I want to talk about revival. Amen. Because we know that right now we're in a season of revival in our church. But before revival takes place in the church, revival needs to take place in our lives. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 37, starting in verse 3. And the word of God says it like this. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Verse 4. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. Has there been a time in your life, amen, maybe you've been through a season, it just seems dry and it seems dead?
Yes.
Meaning nothing's happening, amen? Meaning you're saved, you're a Christian, you're going to church, you're doing what God's called you to do, but it just seems like nothing's happening.
Uh-huh.
Well, my friend, tonight I want to talk about God reviving us once again. Amen?
Amen.
What does the word revive mean? It means to bring something back into use. There's four things that took place in our text that I want to talk about. Amen. Number one, Ezekiel was led by the Spirit of God to a valley of dry bones. There at this time, And right here, the Spirit, the Bible says the Spirit of God led Ezekiel. Amen. The valley represents the times and the season that you're in. Amen. We're going to go through all types of different seasons. Amen. You're going to go through the mountaintop. During the mountaintop, that's when God's moving. That's where God's pouring out His Spirit. Things are happening. Come on, you're about to get married. Come on, somebody. Things are happening. Amen. The kids are listening. Come on, somebody. You're getting a raise. Everything's going good, right? But tonight, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about being in the dry season. Amen. This is a message that I've been through. I don't know about you, but I've been through some seasons, my friend. I've been through some seasons where I'm dry. I'm saved, but I'm spiritually dead. My friend, it's in those times, my friend, that God wants to see what you're going to do. The valley of dryness. We go through seasons in our lives. You might say, but God, where are you?
You're in the dry valley of bones.
God, I'm being obedient to my home director.
You're in that season, brother.
It's a place where there's just bones everywhere. A place where there's no life but death. The bones represent those things in your life that at once what was living, but now they seem dead. Let me ask you, what are the bones in your life tonight? Meaning, let me give you some things. Maybe it may be your relationship with God. It could be your fire for God. It could be your faith, your prayer life, your trust in the Lord, your vision, your passion, your desire, your hunger for God. It could even be your marriage. What was those things at one time? They were living. You were on fire. You were excited. But something happened. Now there's no joy. There's no happiness. They're bones. Now you're not excited to come to prayer on Thursdays. Now you're not excited to go to a leader's training. Now you're not excited to go to the streets on Friday nights. Listen, my friend, you're in the valley, but they're in the valley. Hold on, my friend. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Don't listen to that guy. Don't listen to... Oh, but hold on, my friend, because how many know God is faithful? Can I get an amen? Listen, this is not a message that I just got on the internet and said, oh, this will be good for Thursday night. No, my friend, it was in the valley that I got, God gave me this message. It was in the valley when the enemy was lying to me, when I was discouraged, when I felt like throwing in the towel, when I felt like saying, is this all worth it? But it was in the valley that God said, I am making you. How many know this church has been in the valley? Oh, but we're coming out of the valley. Oh, come on, somebody. We are coming out of the valley because God is bringing revival to Ventura County. But before He brings revival, He got to revive some of us because He doesn't want us to go into that building spiritually dead. It's in the valley of the bones. God wants to revive you. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
God wants to revive you tonight, right here at this altar. Amen. Number two, the Spirit of God asks Ezekiel, can these bones live again? If so,
I like this part.
Prophesy to those bones. It's in what seems dead in your life, God is asking tonight, can they live again? Can your marriage live again? Oh, can that fire live again? Can that passion for the Lord live again? That vision, can it live again? The Lord is saying, if so, prophesy. Well, you might say, I'm not a prophet. Oh, but the Word of God says, prophesy to what seems dead. Oh, how many know our pastor, when he came to Ventura County, amen, he came by faith. Oh, but he came and he began to prophesy. He said, God, you brought me to this city. You brought me to this county. And I prophesied, Omega Church, come on, somebody. I need to tell some people.
people, you need to prophesy to your problems. Stop crying about it. You need to start prophesying over your marriage. You need to prophesy over your son, over your daughter. I don't know about you, but when I was lost, when I was bound, my parents never prophesied that one day I would be serving the Lord, that one day I'd be preaching the Lord. Prophesy to those bones. Prophesy. Amen. Especially when the devil's lying to you. Especially when you're discouraged. Prophesy. But the problem is, many of us, we do prophesy with negativity. Right? Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to graduate the home. We're not going to make it. No, you got to turn that around, amen? Come on, somebody. You got to turn that around and say, you know what? I'm tired of listening to the lies of the enemy. I ain't come this far to give up. I ain't no spiritual sissy. I'm going to keep on fighting. I'm going to keep on fighting. Keep on fighting until something happens. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Prophesy. What does the word prophesy mean? The foretelling or prediction of something to come to pass. Little that you know, many of you guys are prophets and you don't even know it because you prophesy in good ways and even bad ways. Come on now, just make your average, amen. I knew that was going to happen. I hear that all the time. I knew that was going to happen. Well, start prophesying over the good things. Come on, somebody. Just like our pastor, we didn't see that building. God showed it to him. And when he began to prophesy over this pulpit into that building, then some of us, it started hitting us like, whoa, man, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on, give the other hand for that. When you're in the valley, there's two powerful tools to use in the spirit, and that's faith and prophecy. When you're in the valley, use those two weapons that God has given you. You gotta have the faith, and you gotta begin to prophesy. And the Bible says, the Lord asked Ezekiel, can they live again? And Ezekiel said, only you know, Lord. Then the Lord said, prophesy to them. Prophesy to those bones. And the word of God says, as Ezekiel was obedient, he said, okay, I'm going to do what you tell me to do, God. And as he began to prophesy, things began to happen. And that's my third point. As Ezekiel was prophesying over these bones, things began to happen.
Amen.
Amen. I like to call it the all of a sudden anointing. Come on, somebody. All of a sudden, come on now. All of a sudden, we get a contract for a building. Come on, somebody. All of a sudden, my friend, we get a mentor. Oh, all of a sudden, a women's home is on its way. Oh, I like to call it the all of a sudden anointing. When you're there in the valley of the dry bones and you begin to prophesy, things begin to happen. All of a sudden, gang members begin to come in. Drug addicts begin to come in. Demons getting casted out of this altar begins to happen when you begin to tap in and you begin to say, God. When you begin to believe and prophesy, things will happen. I'm not telling you something. You know this already. Some of you have been saved for 20 years. Amen. Oh, you may be in the valley right now. Oh, but let me tell you, God wants to revive you once again. Because when we get into that new building, when we go into our promised land, God is going to use you in mighty ways. Like Pastor said, he needs our help. Many of us, and I'm talking about myself, we know a lot. God's called us to lead. God's called us to disciple. Amen. There's a lot that's in some of us, and then now we're in that season, we're in that time, it's time to pour into people. Amen. It's time to show the new babies. Come on now, they're gonna come in. Now listen, you need to do this. Look at, if God was able to do it for me, God is able to do that for you. Prophesy to those bones. Those bones that are dead in your life. As Ezekiel began to prophesy, the Bible says things began to happen. Then a noise began to happen. Then there was a rattling. Come on, somebody. Oh, bone connect bone. Come on now. Things were beginning to happen. When he was, Ezekiel was being obedient to the Lord, this bone was connected to that bone, and that bone was connected to that bone. And as you begin to go forward, Victory Hours Ventura, that bone will be connected to that bone, and things will begin to happen. Just don't give up. I felt. I said, God, I haven't preached in a while. Son, bone connect bone. Let me not to you. Amen. All of a sudden, come on. Oh, I love that all of a sudden anointing, and it's not in the Bible either, so. But all of a sudden, come, let me remind some of you. When you went to court, all of a sudden, I knew that was going to work. All of a sudden, the officer didn't take you to jail. Come on, those were all of a sudden. I believe we're in that season. Come on now. We're going to see things that we never thought we would see as a church, because God's revival is upon Victory Hours Ventura. All of a sudden, that fire, come on now, that zeal, that passion, it's coming back. Number four, what was bones before are now a large army for the Lord. Those bones that were dead in the valley, they're no longer dead, but they are now living and became a strong army for the Lord. And that's what God is doing in our church. He's raising up an army. He's raising up an army. Amen. If you feel spiritually dead, well, God's going to revive you so that you can live once again, and so that you can be part of this army, what God is doing in this church, so that we can reach not just this city, but so we can reach this county. Can I get an amen? Amen. We serve a God that is more than able to bring something that was dead and make it live again. Amen. Make it live again. Make that prayer life live again.
Come on, right? Come on.
That hunger for the things of the Lord.
Come on.
I was in a season, and I'll be the first one to lift up my hands. I was in the valley. Amen. I was in the valley of discouragement. The enemy lying to me. But I said, you know what? I didn't come this far.
Come on.
I know who I serve. I'm a product of the men's home. I was told if you could go through the home, you could go through anything.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Right, men's home graduates?
Yeah.
If you could go through, if you could go through the home, come on, somebody.
Right?
It's a spiritual boot camp where God is making, not sissies, come on now, but prayer warriors. But it's in those times, and when I go through the valley, I remind myself, man, God, how faithful you've been. You've been faithful, God. You've been faithful. Let's all stand tonight. Revive me once again. Revive me once again. And tonight, we're gonna get right into prayer. Amen. We're gonna sing a worship song, and right after, we're gonna get right into prayer. But tonight, as we pray, there's many things to pray for. But those things tonight that seem dead in your life, ask God, God, revival once again, God.
Yes.
You only know what it may be. Amen. But say, God, revive me once again. I want that fresh fire. I want that fresh passion. I want it, God. The same way you gave it to me many years when I got saved, when I got delivered, when I got transformed. God, give it to me once again. Come on, lift up your hands as we sing this song. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, Victory Hours, lift up your hands. Surrender unto the Lord. Come on, lift up those hands. Oh, God is going to fill us. Thank you.
for prayer.
Thank you.
lift up our hands and sing this song again. Come on, lift up your hands by faith. By faith. By faith. revivals here, God. God, we just pray, God, that you would just prepare us for what's ahead of us, God. God, we thank you, we love you, and victory ours, Ventura City. Come on, give the Lord a hand. All gang girls, amen. Tomorrow night, all gang girls prayer and dinner, amen, at Sister Vina's house. Please contact Sister Connie for any info, amen. Everybody say right now. Right after service, we will be having a meeting with Pastor Cisco, amen. Everyone is welcome to join us for the meeting, amen. Also, see everybody on Sunday.